4HR with Gaz, and Mick has been chatting with my good old mate Steve Taylor for a while with the Q&A segments. Good to see they're going. How are you, Steve?
Good, Gaz. Yeah, good to see you back. Tell me you're here for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, till the 13th. Then I'll be heading out on the highway west again.
Good on you. Good to see you, mate.
Yeah. Now, Steve, we've got a listener who said his Facebook page featured an article by Robert Kiyosaki stating savers are losers. What's your opinion on that?
That's actually pronounced Kiyosaki.
Kiyosaki. Okay.
But Gaz, I saw that also, mate. And Robert also, he wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but he quoted Benjamin Franklin, who was the founding father of the United States, as saying, a penny saved is a penny earned. Robert now says he was wrong. And he went on to say, I'm sorry to burst the bubble of well-meaning parents and teachers who preach that saving money is a great way to build security and wealth. Frankly, it's wrong advice. Saving money is a horrible fallback plan and certainly not a good one for retirement.
Well, Steve, do you agree or not?
Yes and no.
Steve, give us a yes and then the no.
Well, for a young couple to get started, if they do not have the help of their parents or family, it's necessary for them to save to get the deposit for their first residential or investment home. If this is their aim, it's important that they make their saving a priority to reach their goal as soon as possible.
All right, Steve, I know you're going to tell me why as soon as possible.
Because with inflation, their target keeps moving away from them.
Okay, Steve, you've answered the yes, but what about the no?
Well, Gaz, yes, you have to save for a deposit to get started on building wealth with a property investment portfolio or building equity in your own home. But to rely on savings alone to create wealth will never work, as the real value of our savings diminishes with inflation.
Okay, Steve, can you give me a real life example of that?
I certainly can, Gaz, and this really sums it up. I know of a couple who owned a modest home in Melbourne and they had no debt. Their plan was to sell their house, put the money in a savings account, move to a mining area where they both had high income jobs and accommodations applied for 5 years, and saving as much as they could, then move back to Melbourne with a comfortable nest egg.
Well, how'd it turn out, Steve?
A complete waste of time and energy. With the money in the bank from the sale of their house, plus 5 years of savings, they had just enough to buy back a house similar to the one they sold 5 years before.
Well, Steve, that story puts it in perspective. But if Benjamin Franklin was correct there centuries ago, why is he incorrect now?
Well, after the Second World War, the major countries of the Western world decided that the US dollar would be the world's reserve currency and all currencies would be backed by gold. In other words, all paper money was a receipt for gold held in reserves.
Steve, is that when it was illegal for people to hold gold except for a tooth filling or jewellery?
Yes, Gaz. In Australia, for example, our federal treasurer used to talk about balancing the budget. In other words, our country had the aim of only spending what we banked.
Well, Steve, what changed?
Well, very, very briefly, Gaz, for the gold standard to work, the price of gold was fixed at $34 US an ounce, and gold was not allowed to be traded as a commodity. But in the early 70s, the black market price was about US $90 an ounce, and gold smuggling, as in the James Bond movie Goldfinger, mate, it was the biggest game in town.
Well, Steve, when did this all change?
In 1971, President Nixon declared that the US dollar was no longer backed by gold, and the gold could be traded like any other commodity. And all companies in the Western world, they soon did the same.
And what was the result of that?
Inflation. All of a sudden, the treasurer was no longer restricted by the amount of money that could be printed, and instead of balancing the budget, we now budget for a deficit, and we fund it by just printing money. And this continually dilutes the value of currency in circulation. Look, for example, if you bought a house in Brisbane 10 years ago for $250,000, and it's now worth $500,000, it's wrong to say the real value has doubled. The real value is still much the same, but with inflation, the dollar value has doubled.
All right, Steve, I know you're going to tell me about this, but what should we do?
Well, when starting out, save as much as quickly as you can and then create wealth by investing and making inflation work for you instead of being the enemy of so many of our retirees.
Some very pertinent points there. And, of course, you can phone 498-77567 or Google Steve Taylor and go to the Contact Us page. And if you do have any questions, let us know here at 4HI. Good on you, Steve.
Thanks, Gaz.